What is the theme song of camp this year? What is the theme song of camp this year? Take what? My life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. And all the staff members received a book written by the woman who made up this song. And every day, I believe you're reading a chapter, true?
Yes.
Are the head of the department's reading a chapter? Yes or no?
Yes.
You are. Okay, what are you up to? Take my what?
Voice.
Take my voice. All right, take out your books, these books. And the guests, you have these books also, I believe. It's near the back. What illustration did Brother Philip give us last night with regard to take? Can you think of the illustration that he used last night? And you seem to enjoy it. What did he use? What did he use last night? And who did he use?
That vase up there?
That vase. What did he do with that vase? What did he do?
He gave it to God.
He gave it to God, and who was God? James was supposed to be God, and Philip held, this is my life, right? The vase. And then he wanted to give it, and then he took it back a little bit, right? And what was God doing all the time? You forgot already? What was God doing standing here?
He had his hands out,
waiting to receive Philip's life. And did Philip finally give it to God?
Yes.
Yes. And God took it?
Yes.
All right. And then what did Philip say? God, you took my life. Now please keep it for me. And we can sing this song both ways. You can sing, take all these things, or you can say also, keep them now. All right? All right. And you were told this morning to look up or think about people that illustrate these different items that we're supposed to give to God. Did anybody do it? Or do one? Let me see your books. Blank? Blank? No, I'm talking about this page.
Okay.
Let me see your books. Blank. No breakfast tomorrow. Anybody do it? Nobody?
He's got one, Blake.
You got one?
One.
You have one. That's a good boy. No girls? Ariel?
Yes. Sarah.
Alita, what are we going to do with these young people? They're not doing their homework. You make me cry. Okay, I'm going to start you off, all right? I'm going to start you off with take my feet. It's about the 1, 2, 3, the fourth one down, all right? Take my feet. Can you think of anybody in the Bible who consecrated their feet to God? Anybody?
Paul.
Who?
Paul.
That's right. We've been studying about him, aren't we? He went to Thessalonica, and he went to many, many other churches. How did he go? What was his transportation?
Feet.
Did his feet have to take him to these places? And he traveled thousands of miles. He made 3 missionary journeys from Jerusalem all the way around to Greece. 3 times, maybe over a period of 20 years. His feet were consecrated to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to all of these different churches. So you have Paul down, all right? What do you think he had on his feet? The name brand sneakers, right? these comfortable sneakers that we pay $100 for, right? The kids aren't satisfied with the old-fashioned sneakers. They want the name, brand. How do you feel about these sneakers? You need sneakers? You don't? What do you wear? You wear shoes. Do you think Paul had shoes?
No.
Did they invent shoes then? You think so? I don't think so. What do you think he wore? I think it was sandals, yeah. Sandals. And sandals aren't the most comfortable. But this is the way Paul traveled, miles and miles. Maybe sometimes he used a donkey or sometimes he used a horse, but I don't know. And how else did he travel? If he didn't walk, how did he travel?
By
what?
Boat.
By boat. He traveled by boat. But he still had to use his feet, right? We always have to use our feet to get someplace. And so on these three missionary journeys, his feet were consecrated to the Lord. Now I want you to look up Ephesians 6, 14 and 15. And these were not pleasure trips. These were not cruises that he went on. He was on business for the king. And he used his feet to get to all these different cities, and he established churches. Ephesians 6, 14 through 15. Let's read it together. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Is that what his feet were shod with? The gospel of peace. That's what he was bringing to all these different churches. The gospel of peace. And his feet were shod with the gospel of peace. All right? Now let's go to Isaiah 52, 7. Isaiah is in the Old Testament. Isaiah 52, 7. Isaiah 52, verse 7. All right, together again. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, thy God reigneth. Where do your feet take you during the week at home? Besides going to school, besides going to work, all right, count that out. Where do your feet take you with regard to the gospel?
Church.
Please tell me loudly, all right? Where do you go besides school and work during the week?
Church.
Where?
Church.
You go to church? What night do you go to church?
We go Sunday,
Sunday
night.
You go to church on Sunday? How many of you go to church Sunday morning? You go to Sunday school? Well, some church you go in the morning? All right. Where do you go Sunday night?
Church.
You go to church? Good. How many go to church Sunday night? But don't be afraid. If you don't go, that's all right. I just want to see. Sunday night, you go back again to church. Your church has a service, right? Maybe 6, 7, 7:30. Or during the week, do you ever go to church?
Yes.
Do your feet take you to church?
Yes.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Or what goes on in your church during the week?
Prayer meeting.
A what?
Prayer meeting.
A prayer meeting?
Bible study.
A prayer meeting or a Bible study?
Youth group.
A what?
Youth group.
All right. Good. And during the summer, sometimes for a week, what goes on in your church? A whole week?
Yes.
Vacation Bible school? Yes?
Yes.
Do your feet take you to these events?
Yes.
Now be honest.
Yes.
Or do you sit home all week? Only Sunday morning. My feet go to church. Take my feet and let them be swift and beautiful for thee. All right, where else can your feet take you? With the gospel. Something to do with the gospel. Sharing the gospel. Where would your feet take you?
Other people's homes.
Now say it louder.
Other people's homes.
You go to other people's homes, okay, to get the latest gossip?
Oh, no.
Why do you go to other people's homes?
To preach the gospel.
You want to share something with them? Maybe you want to encourage them. Maybe they're sick. And you think, I better visit that person today. And so your feet take you to visit somebody. Or maybe they take you to the hospital where somebody else might be sick. I think my husband and I have visited almost every hospital in New York City. We've been in the ministry 60 years. What do you think our feet have been doing? Why are you laughing? Our feet have to take us someplace, visiting people, encouraging people, praying for people. And we've worn out a lot of shoes doing it, I think. Of course, we go by car now most of the time. Anyhow, all right, where else can you go? Where can your feet go? Consecrate my feet, Lord. Take my feet. Keep my feet for you, Lord. Any place else?
To go and hand out tracts.
I can't hear you.
To go and hand out tracts.
To go and hand out tracts? Did you ever do that? Young people, did you ever hand out a tract to somebody? You know, my mother, we have a forest park across the street from our home, more or less, a block or two away. And my mother, when she got older, she couldn't walk around too much. She had arthritis in her knees. And she would go up to Forest Park, and she would sit down on a bench, and in her pocket she had a bunch of tracts, all right? And if anybody came and sat next to her on that park bench, what do you think she did? She gave them a tract. And then she'd have a conversation with them. And she was old. She couldn't walk around on the street corner and give them out. But that was one of her joys. Her feet would take her to Forest Park, and then she would give out tracts. What am I trying to tell you? What am I trying to tell you? Be careful, little feet, where you go. We teach that to the children, right? Be careful, big feet, where you go. For the Father up above is looking down below. Be careful, feet, where you go. You want to say that to your feet now? Let's do it. Take your finger. Come on. Put out your foot. Talk to your foot. Be careful, little or big feet, where you go. Yeah. The Father up above, he's looking down. He knows where you go. He knows how often you go to church. Okay, you had enough now about feet? No, you want more? I have no more. Okay, let's go on. I'll give you one more. I'll give you one more. Hands. Now, my husband and Brother Phil have been talking about giving our hands and our feet here at camp. Your feet here at camp are doing what? What do your feet do today? Where did they go today besides the beach?
Go to meeting, go to work.
You what?
Go to meeting, go to work.
What do you do?
Work off.
What? What do you work at?
Dishes.
Dishes?
Yeah.
And you go there after every meal and you do dishes?
Yeah.
And your feet take you there?
Yep.
And if they don't, you're in trouble. And you fellows do grounds work. Your feet are always doing something. They take you to do something, and your feet ought to be given to the Lord Jesus Christ. They really should, all right? All right, now we're going to do hands. Can you think of anybody in the Bible whose hands were given to God. And it actually says about this person, his hands. Think of anybody. He was a young man. And his name begins with J. You see all those letters down below? Cross off P. You got Paul now, right? Cross off P. Now this fellow's name begins with a J. The Bible tells us what he did with his hands. Can you think of anybody? It's Brother Philip's favorite story when he was a little boy. I had a book named something with a J, and I would read that book to him at bedtime, and then the next night I would say to him, Philip, what book shall I read tonight? What storybook? And he'd say, The Life of J. All right? The next night I'd ask him again, Philip, what story would you like to hear tonight?
Life of Joseph.
You got that?
Yeah.
Oh, now you're smiling. The life of Joseph. I don't know how many times Brother Philip, at about 7 or 8 years old, had... Why did he love that story of Joseph? It appealed to him. And if some of you are interested, if you live near Pennsylvania, do you know about Sight and Sound? Yeah, they're going to produce, or they're producing Joseph. They've had Daniel. Have you ever seen Daniel? You see, it's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is going to be on Joseph. And we're going to take Brother Philip to see that. Okay? That's where our feet are going to go next year. All right, what about Joseph? You want the references?
Yes.
Okay. Here we go. Genesis 39. Now you look for the word hands, all right? His hands were evidently consecrated to the Lord, and his life was, because your hands do what you are. Genesis 39. It's the first book in the Bible. Genesis 39. You know the story. I'm not going to tell you the story because it's much too long. I'm just going to refer you to the verses that talk about hands. Joseph was the son of Jacob. He was the 11th son, and his brothers did not like him. And so one day they threw him in a pit, and then they sold him to some merchants going down to Egypt. Got that picture now? Now he arrives in Egypt, and he's sold as a servant. 39:1-6. Who would like to read? Some fella who has a nice, strong voice. Which one? All right.
Can we stand or?
1-6. You can stand and read it, and we'll follow with you. Now watch for the word hands.
And Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and
Potiphar,
an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard in Egypt, brought him of the hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down thither. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he has a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master the Egyptian. And his master saw the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. And Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him, and he made him overseer over his house, and all that he had he put into his hand. And it came to pass from the time that he had made him overseer in his house and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptians' house for the Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and in the field. And he left all that he had in Joseph's hand, and he knew that not aught he had, save the bread which he did eat. 7, right?
And Joseph was?
And he left all, and he came to pass after these.
No. And Joseph was a goodly person and well favored. That's it. The end of the sixth verse. How many times do you find the word hand? How many times?
Four.
I think three times, no? All right, let's look at the first one. Verse 4.
Verse 3, 4.
And Joseph found grace in Potiphar's sight, and he served him, and he made him overseer over his house, and all that he had he put into Joseph's hand. The next one. 6. And he left all that he had to Joseph's hand. And for he knew not aught he had save the bread which he did eat. And Joseph was a goodly person and well favored. I thought I had three.
Verse 3.
What did I skip?
Verse 3.
His master saw that the Lord was with Joseph, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. Now, could you, somebody say that about you? Everything that you do, everything that your hand touches, prospers. Wouldn't that be wonderful? And I think if our hands were given to God, really, everything that we do would be well. It would prosper. And people would notice. That person is so capable with their hands, the many things that they can do. And so we ought to say, Lord, take my hands. And cause everything that I do to prosper. All right, I'll give you another verse. He goes from Potiphar's house to prison because Potiphar's wife accused him of some wrongdoing which he hadn't done. And now he finds himself in prison. He's no longer in Potiphar's beautiful home. Verse 20 to 23. And Joseph's master took him and put him into the prison, a place where the king's prisoners were bound. And he was there in the prison. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners that were in the prison. And whatsoever they did there, he was the doer of it. The keeper of the prison looked not to anything that was under Joseph's hand, because the Lord was with Joseph, and that which he did, the Lord made it to prosper. Can you imagine coming from Potiphar's house, doing everything there under his control, and now he's in prison, and the same thing happens? Everything that his hand did, the prison keeper saw that it prospered. All right? One more. 41. Put that in your books. Potiphar's house and in prison. Everything he did with his hands, the Lord made it to prosper. All right, another one. 41st chapter. 38 to 46. Now that's quite a few verses, isn't it? Maybe the girls would like to read that. All right, girls, if you have the King James Version, you read it. Chapter 41, 38 to 46. Now what happens to Joseph? Where is he found? Pharaoh has had a dream, and he doesn't know what it means. So they called Joseph, because they heard that he interprets dreams. They called him, and what happens? All right, girls, 38, 41, 38. Ready? And Pharaoh was said unto his servants. Nobody has King James? Okay. Brother Tom, you have King James?
Yes.
All right, would you please read it?
And Pharaoh said unto his servants, can we find such a one as this, a man in whom the Spirit of God is? And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, forasmuch as God hath showed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house, and according unto the thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt.
One more.
And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand and put it upon Joseph's hand and arrayed him in vestures of fine linen and put a gold chain about his neck.
You find hand there? What did Pharaoh do? He took off his ring from his hand and he put it upon Joseph's hand and made him second ruler in Egypt because he had interpreted the king's dream. What was the king's dream? Anybody know? What was the king's dream?
House.
Your mother never read you that story, huh? What was the king's dream? Adults, what was the king's dream? That nobody could interpret but Joseph.
About the cows.
The cows were skinny.
There were going to be 7 years of plenty and 7 years of famine. And Joseph interpreted the dream, and there's going to be 7 years. You're going to have plenty of corn, and then there's going to be 7 years of famine. So you ought to collect in those 7 years all that you possibly can, put it in store. When the famine comes for 7 years, you'll have plenty. And he told the king, you appoint a man to do that. So what did the king, the Pharaoh say? You're the man. You're the man. And he put everything into Joseph's hand. And it said then he went and he gathered all the corn for 7 years. And when that was all gone, what did he do with his hands after it was all gone? The 7 years of famine, what did he do?
Gave it out.
He went to the barns and all the storehouses and he took it all out and he began to distribute it for 7 years. So his hands were always busy, but they were consecrated to God. He was consecrated to God. And his hands and everything he did prospered. Now, do you get the idea about hands? Do you get the idea as to what we want you to look for now? All right, I'll give you a clue for one more. Take my silver and my gold. What character is that? This person does not have a name, but this person is described with the letter W.
Not a mite would I withhold.
We sing in the song. Now, who is this? Not a mite would I withhold. The widow woman. Cross out W. And put up on the top, the widow woman. How much money did she put in the offering box?
Everything she had.
Two mites? And what were all the other men putting in? They had a big bag, right? And they were taking out from their bag of money and putting it in. And what did Jesus say? He was watching. What did Jesus say? This widow has put in what? More than all these men because she gave all that she had. Take my silver and my gold. I'm not going to ask for an offering tonight. Or should I? You sing the song, take my silver and my gold. Oh, I don't have any silver and any gold. We have $10 bills, right? No? No? But we're not going to take an offering. I'm just kidding, okay? But we sing that song, take my silver and my gold. Not a mite would I withhold. So now you have three on your pages, right? Now see how many you can fill in. I'm not going to do this anymore.
No.
No, I'm going to ask you what you do. So get your minds thinking, girls. Get together, okay? Can you do that? And you fellas, get together and discuss. Take my intellect. Who gave their intellect? Take my moments. Who gave their moments? Take my lips. Who gave their lips? Now, you might have a different character than I do, but that's all right. But just make your mind think, and then try to apply it to yourself. All right? Well, take my feet. Take my hands. Take my silver. And take my gold.